life that will remind you of him and his word. So tonight, God commands you to walk. Walk to him and his word, because whatever you're going through, God will be the one to help you.
Amen.
Another scripture I will be exalting is Acts chapter 13, verse 19 to 21. What this is saying is that God is coming soon, so give your life to him. You never know when you may die. Life is promised to no one.
No one
So
at
give
all.
yourself up to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When you give yourself up to God, your sins will be washed away. And all the weight will come off your shoulders and go to the Lord. Give your soul to the Lord. For those who have not repented and gave their lives up to God are still considered sinners. Give your life to the Lord and see how much your life has impacted. Tonight I will be singing Goodness of God by C.C. Winans.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless our Lord.
Bless the Lord. Can someone play the music, please?
Praise Jesus.
You want the music without the words, Sister Gianna?
Yes, please.
This incredible.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am making, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your glory. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. With all that you have been faithful, you have been So that is all I'm going to sing tonight. And now I hand it over to our moderators.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Lord. Yes.
Thank you so much, Sister Gianna. And now I will be announcing Sister Tania to come on
With tonight's scripture reading.
with a nice scripture reading. Is Sister Tana here? No. All right, then. I will invite Sister McNeil instead to come on and read the scripture. Bless the Lord, everyone. Have a wonderful night. A
Praise
wonderful
the
night
Lord.
to you.
Praise
Bless the
Jesus.
Lord. God is
Amen.
good.
All the time.
And all the time.
Oh,
God
God
is
is
good.
good.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight's scripture reading will be taken from Acts chapter 3, and I'm going to be reading from verses 1 to 12. And then verses 19 to 21, and it reads thus. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they had laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. And Peter, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto him, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones re received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened to him. And when Peter saw it, and he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why do you look so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, and the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go." And verse 19, "Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Verse 21 and last, whom the heaven must receive unto the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. And here ends a portion of the word of God. We honor it by saying,
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
God.
you, Jesus. I'll hand over now to the moderator.
All right. So now I'm gonna talk about refuel. So it's kind of like a car going back to the gas station for to get gas.
Correct.
Yes. So when we are talking to Jesus about Jesus Christ of Nazareth to other people, we go back to God for to praise God and trust in God and worship Him for to refuel us
So we can continue
so He can continue to praise Him
and teach about
and teach about Him. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
All right, Brother Jaheim is going to do the welcome today.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our weekend revival. I'm so happy you're all here. Our theme this weekend is recharge, refuel, and restore through his resurrection power. That means we're here to get stronger, feel God's love, and be filled with his power. We hope you have a great time and feel really blessed. Enjoy the service and may God bless you.
Amen.
By the power of the book of the Holy Ghost, Peter was able to speak restoration into the layman's life. And tonight, I will be calling on Brother Nika J for a song selection. Is Brother Nika J here?
Yes.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Night, everybody. My name is J. Maria Ananas, and I'm going to sing Jesus Love Me. This I know by the Bible telling so. Because he died on the cross for me and everybody. Amen.
Sing.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tell me, see so little ones. Lindy love, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus love me, Yes, Jesus, love me. Yes, Jesus, love me. For the Bible tells me so. For the Bible tell me so. Amen.
Amen. Yes, indeed. Amen.
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 Nice.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. You love us so, Jesus. Amen.
Go ahead.
All right, so I'm getting known Angel for the one on selection. Yes.
Song selection.
Song selection, sorry.
To minister with music.
Hallelujah, everyone.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Amen. Praise God.
The time.
For the
Amen.
time.
God is good. Hallelujah.
I'll be singing this powerful
Oh,
epic.
alone. She said, my boy, Angel, see? Angel.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Washed me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. The cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Washed me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Crown you now with many crowns.
God. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb.
So the great things what I testify is that God help me with my schoolwork. God protect me from the devil. God keep me safe, coming under the blood. God help me with my spellings test, my integrated studies test,
come on now.
My language test, my maths test.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God did grateful things for me right now.
It's Pod's biggest.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Of Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord of Lords. No one greater than him.
Oh, no. Thank you, Jesus.
Greater than him.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Right. So the guest speaker. The guest speaker.
All right. So up next, I will be inviting the guest speaker, Sister Samara. But before she comes on, I would invite Sister Camille to pray.
Bless the Lord. Please bow your heads with me as I pray to pray for the guest speaker. Divine Father and our God, Lord, we thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you for your presence and for your lordship. We thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for this vessel, your woman servant, Lord, that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this. One mighty God, whom you have planted a word in her heart. And Lord, she's here to release that word that it may be deposited in our spirits and we may experience the revival that we've been longing for. I pray tonight, Lord Jesus, that you will rest your hand upon her, God Almighty, and bid her, God Almighty, to speak, thus saith Almighty God. I pray that a life call right now will be removed from the altar and will be placed upon her lips, so she shall speak, Almighty God, as an oracle, as a true vessel of honor tonight, Lord God Almighty. We pray, God, that as the words would have been released from her lips, that they will flow. Oh God, and it will be sharp and powerful, like a two-edged sword, mighty God, piercing our hearts, God, and resonating within our spirits tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that we will be open, the audience will be open and receptive, God Almighty, to this word, this throne word, God Almighty, that when it is released and we catch it, Lord, it will rest and settle in our spirits and will minister to our hearts and bring change to our situation and bring recharge and refreshing and restoration in the mighty and exalted name of Jesus. I pray that you will strengthen her, oh God Almighty. And as she speak today, God, let herself be completely lost, oh God, and that the holy presence of God will increase within her and speak through her, Almighty God, that at the end we can say it was good for us to have been here, but we will pause and return all glory, honor, and praise unto you, God, because you are deserving of it. Thank you for hearing our cry. Thank you for anointing her afresh. Thank you, Almighty God, that it is done tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Amen. And
Amen.
amen. Praise God.
Amen. Apologies, brethren. Sister.
Amen. Praise God.
Sister Samara is not the guest speaker, but instead, Sister Samara will be introducing the guest speaker for tonight. I apologize for that. That was a mistake of mine.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Samara, and I will be introducing our guest speaker. Minister Natoya Amor is the First Lady at Christ Center Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She serves alongside her husband, Bishop Amor, as she is married for 18 years and has 5 children. Lady A, as her congregation calls her, is anointed, filled with the Holy Spirit, and called for such at this time. She has been ministering for over 10 years. She has served on the Church of God State Girls Ministry Board and has a passion for seniors and youth. The most important thing to know about her is that she is anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit. Please welcome her in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God. Good night, everyone. Is everyone seeing me? Can you hear me okay? Good night.
Amen. Praise
Good
God.
night. I want to bring greetings to you all from Christ Center Church. Bishop Amore and my congregation. I want to say a special good night to Sister Camille. Thank you for having me, to Brother Scott, who reached out. Thank you so much. I bring you greetings from CCC, as everyone calls our church. Tonight, I just want to bring a short word from John chapter 15, verse 13. But before I do that, I do want to acknowledge some of my church family who's on tonight, Alex and Lonnie and Shelly and Nadine and Yvette. I want to thank you guys for coming on. The others, of course, we're having Good Friday night service, so they are supporting Bishop. But greetings again. God is indeed good, and it is a good reason for us to be on tonight to lift up his matchless name. It is Good Friday for a reason. Today, over 2,000 years ago, it seemed like all hope was lost when he was nailed to the cross.
Mm.
But what they didn't know was that Sunday was coming.
Amen.
And because of Sunday, we can give a high shout of praise tonight. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
Faith
So if
tomorrow.
you'll join with me, turning your Bibles to John 15, 13, which simply says, greater love had no man than this, than a man to lay down his life for his friends.
Friends.
Bless the name of Jesus. Can you imagine you have a group of friends and you've done everything for them? You've healed, you raised the dead, you caused the blind to see, the lame to walk. You fed 5,000 with basically nothing. You've gone above and beyond to prove to them that you love them. But all they've done is mistreat you. They talked about you. They ridiculed you. And they persecute you. And now here it is. This is the end. They're ready to crucify you. They're ready to accuse you of lying about who you are. Have you ever been lied on? Having someone lie on you is one of the most hurtful things. To know that you didn't do something and you're being accused of lying. But in this case, they accused him of lying about being the Messiah. And he was the Messiah. They hated the fact that he came to heal, that he came to save, that he came to deliver. They hated the fact that he came to restore, to renew, and to rejuvenate the people. They hated the fact that he came to upset their religious nature. You see, they did not have a relationship with God. They had a religion that they were doing. It wasn't about relationship. It was about customs. They wanted to do their customs. They did not want to acknowledge that he was the Son of God because he wasn't packaged the way they thought that he would be. They thought that the Son of Man would come in a rich area, that he would come in a family of well-learned people. They thought that he would come not in a manger, not wrapped in swaddling clothes. His beginnings was, it was too humble for them. They wanted him to come riding in a chariot. They couldn't believe that the Savior of the world would be born of a virgin, would be born in a stable. You see, many times people misjudge you based on your packaging. But I could tell you tonight that you're in good company because they did the same thing to Jesus. So he came to his own and they rejected him. They
Yes.
despised him. He did everything to prove that he was who he said he was.
Amen.
He did miracles, signs, and wonders. And they still accused him and did not believe.
Amen.
Many that followed him did not follow him because they believed him to be the Son of Man, but they followed him for the fish and bread. They followed
Yeah.
him because they wanted a miracle. They followed him because they wanted something to eat. They followed him because people were following him. They were following the hype, going with the motions. And so it is in our world today. You have people that go to church because it's a custom. It's a religion. It's something that they grew up doing. My mother went to church, so I'm going to church. But they don't have a relationship with God. They don't know him as their personal Lord and Savior. But Jesus said, it doesn't matter that these people treat me the way they treat me. It doesn't matter that they don't love me. But what matters is that I love them.
Amen.
And so tonight, my topic is God's unfailing love.
Amen.
He loved us so much that he could not let us perish.
Mm-mm.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him must be saved. Would you give your only begotten Son? Would you die for your friend? No. But you see, the love of God is so rich and pure, so measureless and strong. The love of God cannot be compared to any love that we see in this world today. Not the love that a mother has for her child, because we have many mothers that will kill their children. But the love of God reaches far and wide and deep. The love of God meets you where you are. The love of God comes down when you are in your worst situation, and he picks you up and he says that you are who he says you are. This verse, John 15, 13, emphasizes the depth of God's selflessness, the depth of the love that he has for us, the love that he wants us to have for him and for each other. You see, he knew that his purpose in coming to earth was to redeem us. He knew that he would have to drink the bitter cup. He knew that they would ridicule him. He knew that they would put a thorn on his head as a crown. He knew that they would hang him high on the cross. But he did it anyway, because he loves us with an everlasting love. He was willing to sacrifice his only begotten son for us, so that we could be the beneficiaries. He died so that we may live. He died so that he can redeem us. He died so that we can have a relationship with him. He died so that we can have everlasting life. He died so that he could take our sin and our shame with him. He died so that we can have an intercessor for us. The ultimate act of love was when he laid down his life. You see, people say many times that they crucified him, but he allowed himself to be crucified. He laid his life down. They didn't take it from him, because you see, if he didn't want to do it, he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. All he had to do was speak a word and it would change the situation. But he loved us so much that he went like a lamb to the slaughter, with his mouth as dumb as to the shearer, as a sheep to the shearer. He went, he said, "Father, if it is at all possible, let this cup pass." But at the same time, he said, "Father, let your will be done." Because he knew that in order to ransom us, his blood had to be shed. The blood of the only spotless lamb. The one who knew no sin, but became flesh so that he can redeem us. I wish somebody would catch it in their spirit that he didn't have to do it, but he did. That he did not owe us anything. That he indeed paid a price he did not owe to ransom and redeem a wretched soul like me. When I was lost, he redeemed me. When I wasn't thinking about him, I was on his mind. He knew me, that I was a wretched son of somebody, but he loved me regardless. He loved me in the midst of my sin, and he laid down his life for me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Is there one here tonight who would selflessly lay down their life for a friend? Lay down their life for a brother, for a sister, for a mother, for a father. Maybe you would do it for someone you love. Maybe if someone broke in and they were going to hurt your newborn baby, you would stand in the way and you would shield that baby and take the blow for them. But would you lay down your life for this entire world, for the ungrateful people that talk about you, that bite you, the same people that if they get a chance, they will stab you in the back? Can you honestly say tonight that you would give up your life for them? I don't know one person that would. You would say, get somebody else to do it. I'm not doing it. They don't deserve it. But can I tell you that we don't deserve his grace and his mercy? But every morning they are new unto us. The mere fact that we're able to get up and we're able to get ourselves dressed and we're able to be in our right minds and we're able to have our limbs moving and drive ourselves to work and do what we're doing is only because of the goodness and the mercies of God and his unfailing love. The phrase "lay down his life" doesn't necessarily mean death, but rather a willingness to give up one's own rights and desires for the sake of others. You know, this involves Maybe giving your seat to someone, giving resources to someone, comfort to someone, giving someone your last meal, giving someone the last money that you have, forgiving those who have wronged you. But oftentimes we find it so hard even to forgive. We find it so hard even to just give somebody some money to buy some food. We find it hard to take something out of our pantry and give it to others. We find it hard to forgive someone that stepped on our toes. We find it hard to forgive someone that may have insulted us, someone that may have said something we didn't like that upset us. We find it hard to forgive the person that stole from us, to forgive the person that did whatever they did. But we want God to forgive us.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We take for granted the fact that while we were yet sinners, he loved us and he died for us. The fact that we are not perfect. The fact that the Bible said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. But we're the first ones to cast the stone at somebody. But we don't see the sin that is sitting right here in front of us. The sin that we do every day when we tell white lies. The sin that we commit every day when we harbor hate in our hearts. Tonight, I am talking about unfailing love. Unfailing love means that you're going to forgive, that you will give up your right for peace sake, that you will give up on trying to prove your innocence and just let people believe what they believe and forgive them because you know that that's what God requires of you.
Jesus.
Unfailing love is love in action. Love is an action word.
Amen.
Love is a mirror of Jesus. That's his character, a mirror of his character.
Yeah.
You see, Jesus's character speaks about who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us. That is a part of his character. And if you say that you're a child of God and you don't love and you hate, then you're not exhibiting the characteristics of Jesus. You're not showing the grace of God. You're not showing the love of God. How can you say you love Jesus and you've never seen him, but you don't love the people right in front of you? You hate your brother and your sister that you can see, feel, and touch, but you don't see God. You don't see him physically in front of you, but you love him. So therefore, you're talking out both sides of your mouth. You're saying one thing, but your action is showing something else. And love is a doing word. So if you say that you love, then your actions should show the same thing.
Amen.
Jesus's love described as a love that is selfless, unconditional, and enduring.
Amen.
By striving to love others, we're showing Jesus's love.
Amen.
We're reflecting the character of God. We're becoming true disciples.
Jesus.
The joy of abiding love. Jesus promises that abiding in his love leads to joy.
Yes.
The joy comes from knowing that we are chosen, called, set apart, and sent to love.
Mm-hmm.
We are sent to be and make disciples of God. Go ye therefore into the world and make disciples. You know, we are supposed to lead by example. We're supposed to show that the sacrifice that Jesus made some 2,000 years ago on the cross was worth it. We're supposed to be the light of the world, but here we are hiding, cowering. We're conforming to the world instead of the world conforming to us. We're allowing the world to dictate the love that we show. We're allowing the world to take the love that God has and distorting it, turning it into something unclean. We're allowing the world to tell us that this is how you should behave when we should be following the examples set by Jesus and his unfailing love. How can we show the love of God? By serving others, by offering support, by putting their needs before our own. This love should be consistent, a pattern in our lives, reflecting the love of Jesus. This is not something we do today and tomorrow we go back to our old ways. A call to greater love. John 15, 13 reminds us that we are called to love more deeply and generously than we typically do. The minute we pick up this cross and we decide to follow him, then we are saying that we're going to deny ourselves. We're going to follow after him. We're going to put our brothers and sisters first. We're going to put ourselves in their shoes, and we are going to lead in love, and we're going to show the love of Christ. John 15, 13 encourages us to go beyond the level of relationship and embrace a love that is willing to sacrifice for others. Mm-hmm. Jesus, when he came for his people. He came to his own, and his own rejected him. He could have said, that's it. I came for my own. They didn't want me, I'm done. But then he saw the Gentiles and they accepted him. They wanted to know more about him. They wanted to learn about this man that can heal, this man that speaks in parables, this man that does not condemn, this man that gives chances, this man that wants them to be better. Love does not condemn. Love heals. Love covers a multitude of sin, the unfailing love of God. And so he said, okay, I am willing to go the extra mile. I am willing to redeem these people because I love them even when they don't deserve the love that I have. You see, God is the only that rose from the dead. We have people in church that don't even fully believe that he rose on the third day. We have people in church that don't believe that the resurrection happened, that don't believe that he was crucified. I've heard people who say that they're Christians that say he could not have gone through all of that. But how can you say that you're a follower of Christ when you don't believe that he did all of this, that he went through all of this? Can I tell you tonight that the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same? Can I tell you that we serve a God that cannot change, that honors his word above his very name, that cannot lie? That we serve a God that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, that we serve a God that loves us so much that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed, that we serve a selfless God that was willing to lay down his life for us, a selfless God that came to redeem us when we were in a state that nobody else would look at us.
My God.
You see, when John 12, 24 says, Jesus and his father were saying, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and the cells die, it abides alone. And if it dies, it produces many. Mm-hmm. So because Jesus died, he redeemed many. His death signifies our life.
Yes.
You see, if Jesus didn't die, we wouldn't have life and have it more abundantly. Because he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He
Amen.
Came that we can live again.
Amen.
You see, when they plot to crucify him, they thought that they were making an example out of him. And you see, the reason why they crucified him as opposed to stoning him or just beheading him, it's because that was their custom for political prisoners or prisoners who they considered to have blasphemed against God. And so they chose to crucify him to make a statement, to warn the people that if you do this, and if you say this, and if you act like him, and if you believe in what he's saying, then you too will end up like this. But mm-hmm. they don't know that when they put him on that cross, all they did was show the world that here is someone that is willing to die for us, They made a
Amen.
martyr
Hallelujah.
out of him. When they crucified him, they
Bless
showcased the
God.
unfailing love of God. Because then people start thinking, how come he's done so many miracles? And in his time of greatest need, he cannot do something for himself. You see, there were people in the crowd saying, if you are God, then call your angels to get you off the cross. If you are God, then undo the nails from your hands. If you are God, then why are you
You are
allowing
God.
them to take you? But you
My
see,
God.
God said this had to happen to redeem my people. The fact that I was nailed to the cross is not because I couldn't stop them, but it is because I wanted all your sins to be nailed to the cross. It is because all your shame had to be nailed to the cross. It is because I had to redeem you because you were a slave to sin, but I came to release you. And in order to release you, I had to crucify your sins to the cross. My precious blood had to flow from my side so that you can stand in a pool of invisible blood and be healed. I came that you may have life. I came that you may be healed. I came that you may behold. I came that you can have life and have it more abundantly. I wish somebody
Hallelujah.
Would unmute their microphones
Bless the
and say,
name of
thank you,
Jesus.
God, for your saving grace.
Thank
Thank you,
you,
God, for redeeming me.
Lord. Thank
You
you,
are my
Jesus.
kinsman redeemer. You
Thank
are
you,
my
Lord.
real and the real of the
Hallelujah.
real.
Thank
You are Jehovah
Hallelujah.
Jireh, my provider. You are the
Hallelujah.
crowning head. You are Jehovah
Hallelujah.
Rapha, the gods that healing.
Hallelujah.
You are the King of
Bless the
kings
name
and
of
the
Jesus.
Lord of lords.
Lord,
You
I'm
are the
blind.
conquering lion of the tribe of
Hallelujah.
Judah. And I just shabbat you
Hallelujah.
tonight because you're
Hallelujah.
good. I just
Hallelujah.
lift you up tonight
Thank
because
you,
you're
God.
holy.
Mighty
I just
God.
lift you up
Mighty
tonight
God.
because you didn't have to do it, but you did. Somebody needs to give God a shout of praise because he died
Hallelujah.
for you and for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of
Oh,
Jesus.
God.
My God.
The
Hallelujah.
sacrifice was necessary. The sacrifice was necessary.
Yes.
He had to go to the cross.
Oh,
we know
God.
That he
oh,
didn't
Jesus.
Have to do it, but he wanted to do it.
Jesus.
He was not forced to do it, but he wanted to do it. He went
yes.
willingly like a lamb to be slaughtered. He
Sorry.
Went willingly so that that thief on the cross next to him could walk into heaven because he was there to usher
God,
him, to be an intercessor. You see, if Jesus didn't lay down his life, where would we be today?
My
we
God.
Would be left to our reprobate minds. We would just
God.
Be wondering,
oh,
wondering,
God. Yeah,
nowhere to go, no end game. He had to die. So even though Good Friday is a solemn day, it is indeed a Good Friday because if he didn't die, we couldn't live. And
no.
so this is why we are forever grateful. This is why we will forever reflect on his goodness. This is why we will forever celebrate Good Friday as the day that God redeemed us. You see, many were there saying, oh, he is God, and he says he's God, but he can't do anything. He is the Son of God, and he's up there nailed like this.
My Lord,
he was like this.
Hey,
for a reason, for a cause.
Well, yes,
he
well,
did
yeah.
it for you, and he did it for me.
Oh, I accept you, Jesus. I accept what you have done for me, oh God.
He did it
Jesus.
So that we can have a relationship with him.
God.
So that when we call on his name, he will hear and answer us speedily. So that in our time of trouble, he will incline his ear unto us. Many said, this day did not happen.
Hey,
but because my Bible tells me that it happens, then I believe. Because if God said it, then it must be so.
So it is so. Yeah, yes.
You see, the cross is a symbol of God's love. The cross is a symbol of the sacrifice he made for us. The cross is a symbol of victory.
Yes,
Because he
yes.
was on the cross, we have the victory.
Yes.
Because he was crucified, we have the victory over sin. Because he rose from the dead triumphant with the keys to hell, death, and the grave, we have the victory over the devil. Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, death, where is thy sting? Because he was crucified and he rose again, we know that when we die in Christ, we will rise again in the
yes,
glorious.
Oh, yes.
We know that death is not the end. We know to live is Christ and to die is gain. Because he died and rose again, we are not afraid of death.
Jesus.
Because we know that those that die in Christ, they're only sleeping. But they will be with him in the end. You see, God knew what he was doing. They thought they had the upper hand when he was betrayed by Judas. They thought they had the upper hand when they brought him to court. And when they say that he was guilty and they strung him up, when they allowed him to carry the cross, you see, as Jesus was carrying that cross, he was carrying our sins. As Jesus was carrying the cross, he was carrying our burdens. As Jesus was carrying the cross, he was carrying our sicknesses with him. He was carrying everything
God,
that we would face with him.
Oh God, you take this kidney pain, oh God.
Yes, Mother, you are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. And so tonight I decree and declare healing.
I believe.
Because he was wounded for your transgressions and iniquities. Just as stripes off, your peace was up in him. And by your stripes, his stripes, you are healed. So tonight you have every right to decree healing, because healing is the children's bread. And because he carried the cross, he was carrying your healing with him. When he went to Golgotha, when he was nailed to the cross, and the blood came from his side and his wrist and everywhere, his blood has healing.
Yes.
There's healing in the blood of Jesus.
There's healing
in the name of Jesus. And so tonight we decree that you are healed. So
amen.
I ask somebody to stand with
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We know that where two or three are gathered touching anything concerning him, that he is in the midst of it. And so we know that tonight, if we touch and we agree that healing is your portion, then you shall be healed in the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. There is no doubt in my mind that the same God that raised the dead, he raised Lazarus from the dead. The same God that raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. The same God that caused the woman with the issue of blood to be healed when she touched the hem of his garment. That he is still in the miracle working business. That he is alive and well, and that he is still healing. If he is able to lock the lion's mouth, then I believe tonight that he's able to heal. If he's able to walk on water, if he's able to speak a word and it comes to pass, then I believe that he can heal. Tonight, I believe in the resurrection power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It lives in each and every one of us, and that same power tonight can heal you.
Amen. Amen.
You see, Friday happened, but Sunday was coming.
Amen.
We are happy because Sunday came. I came tonight to tell you about God's unfailing love. I came tonight to tell you that Sunday is coming. I came tonight to tell you that even though they stamped that death certificate, that there's about to be a divine reversal in the spirit. And I speak life tonight to every death thing, that thing that was dead will come to life, that every dry bone will come to life, that every dead situation will come to life tonight with the resurrection power of God. Tonight, I
Amen.
speak God's unfailing
My
love
God.
over you. I speak to you that if you're sick, you will be healed. If you are
Oh,
bound, you will be loose. Whatever we loose
yes, I
on earth
believe
is
that
loose
healing.
in heaven. I bind a strong man for your sake tonight. I speak
Amen.
over the children that minister tonight that they will do great exploits for him, that they will be blessed in their going out and
In the
coming in.
name of
I speak the
Jesus,
spirit of excellence
oh
over them in the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus. I speak Jesus over them.
Yes,
Amen. Lord.
In
Yes,
the name
Lord.
of Jesus. Yes,
Amen.
Jesus. Yes,
God's
Lord.
goodness is never failing, never ending. The reckless love of God that would cause him to lay down his life for us, that would cause him to be crucified such a horrible, gruesome death. They crucified him. And he laid down his life. He did not die because they killed him. He laid down his life. He said, it is
finished. Praise God.
I have accomplished what I was sent to do. And now that I've accomplished their redemption, now that I have bought their salvation with my blood, my precious blood, it is
finished.
It's finished. Man's
Praise
redemption
God.
Now is aid.
Complete.
And he hung
Hallelujah.
His head and gave up the
Yes,
ghost. Does
Jesus.
Somebody want to give up the ghost of sin tonight? Does
Hallelujah.
Somebody want to give up the ghost of depression? The ghost of oppression? Tonight you need to give it up. Whatever is holding you back, whatever is holding you down, give it up tonight. It is finished.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They put him in the tomb. They put the stone there. They put a guard there. They didn't know it would take more than that to keep Jesus in the grave.
Amen.
They didn't
now.
Know that that was his plan all along. You see, you could throw me in the fire, but I won't get burned because Jehovah is with me. They locked him in a tomb, but on the third day, the tomb was rolled away. The grave clothes was there, but Jesus wasn't there because he rose, and thank God he lives. He rose up triumphant. He rose up triumphant. If the church would give God a triumphant praise tonight and say he lives.
Hallelujah.
I know he lives tonight.
Hallelujah.
Because he woke
Hallelujah.
This morning.
Hallelujah.
He
Hallelujah.
My right mind.
Hallelujah.
He lives.
God.
Hallelujah. He lives.
Hallelujah.
He lives.
He woke me this morning. He lives. Bless
he lives.
The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Sunday came.
Yes.
Sunday came. And
Amen.
That's all that matters is that Sunday came. They
Amen.
Didn't believe him when he said that he had to leave. But this is not the end. Because even though I'm going to lay down my life, I have the power to pick it back up again.
Yes.
God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you that you're omniscient
thank
and omnipresent.
You.
We thank you, God, that you're the God that changes not. We thank
thank
you, God, that
you.
You're the same God that was on that cross over 2,000 years ago, that you're the same God right now. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good.
Amen.
We thank him for his goodness.
Thank you,
crucifixion
Jesus.
Means the execution of a person by nailing them and binding them to a cross. Can you imagine having nails going through your wrists, having nails going through your feet, having a sword piercing you through your side? Most of us are afraid to have our blood drawn, much more to be pierced by nails. But he took it all for us. He had to redeem us by the shedding of his blood.
His blood, amen.
And he did it so that we may live.
Yes.
I just want to leave you tonight with the fact that God's unfailing love still stands. His promise still stands. His faithfulness still stands.
Yes.
So whatever God has spoken over your life, it must come to pass. Though the vision tarry, it will come to pass. I know some of you have been going through for so long. Sickness, diseases, depression, sadness, poverty, generational curse. So many things have held you, nailed you to that cross where you feel stagnant. You feel like you can't move, that you will never move. But can I tell you tonight that there is an advocate who is standing in the gap for you, that loves you so much that he laid down his life for you. And Jesus. Tonight, all the promises that he made over your life shall come to pass, because he is a covenant-keeping God.
Amen.
From generation to generation, he is God.
Covenant-keeping God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless the name of Jesus. If you will bow your heads with me, I'm going to pray and hand over to Sister Camille.
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Father, I praise you. Father, I honor you and I glorify your name, because you are worthy to be praised. You are high and lifted up. And so, God, tonight, as we came on here to give you thanks, this revival, oh God, to revive, rejuvenate, oh God. Father God, I pray tonight that your people felt uplifted, that your people will know, God, that you love them with an unfailing love. That, Father, there is nothing too hard for you to do. That because you love them, oh God, you will do it for them. Father, I pray that you, God, will cause them to be unwavering in their love for you, oh God, that you will strengthen their resolve, that they will stand flat-footed for you, God, that the children that moderated tonight and all the children of this ministry, God, that they will grow in the fear and admonition of the Lord, that they will know you as their personal Lord and Savior, and when
yes,
they're old,
Jesus.
They will not depart from it. Father, I pray that favor will be their portion, that excellence will be upon them, that, Father God, you will cause them to excel in every areas of their lives. Father, I pray that you will continue to cause the adults in their life to lead by example and show your unfailing love. Father,
yes,
I pray that you will touch this ministry, that it will continue to grow and expand, that, Father, they will continue to spread your word in season and out of season, that they will speak, thus said God, no matter what.
Yes, Lord.
And God, they will continue, God, to lead in love. In Jesus' name I pray tonight. Amen. God bless you, Sister Camille.
Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are reminded of God's unfailing
bless the
love.
Name of Jesus.
Mighty God, what a love tonight.
What a love.
What a love. That love cannot be fathom. That love that doesn't have the capacity, oh God, to exuberate. We don't. The love of God, that unconditional love. Unfailing love. Hallelujah. The speaker would have spoken tonight because God loved us with an everlasting love, with an
my God.
Unfailing love. He laid down his life. My God. He wasn't brought to crucify. He went. My God. And we're reminded he went as a sheep for the slaughter. He walked into it. He could have called for help, as we were reminded, but he walked into it willingly and gave up his life for you, for me, my God Almighty, for ungrateful people. What a God, what a love. It is because of that love tonight. Hallelujah. Oh God, that he was kneeling to the cross. My God Almighty, he walked, he allowed himself to be nailed on a cross. Oh God, I believe that the onlookers thought they would have won. My God, when he was nailed to the cross, he was taken down, he was buried, placed in a grave. My God, they thought it is done, it was over. My God Almighty, but they didn't know that on Sunday,
he would be resurrected. Hallelujah. Yes. It's because of that resurrection power. Hallelujah. That we are here tonight. That we have power and authority within us as children of God. It's because of the resurrection power that we can experience healing. That we can experience, oh God, breakthroughs. That we can tear down strongholds. That resurrection power. And so, God, we glorify God tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Walking in obedience. Oh, yes. Will of his Father, God, on our behalf. Oh, God, wretched souls like us, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve such a love.
No,
what a God. What a God. Hallelujah.
What a God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for his resurrection power. Hallelujah. I thank God for his resurrection power in my life tonight. And as we're going, we're getting ready to close. But we have been looking, we have been looking to God. We have sought the Lord. We have prayed. We have fasted. And we have come, oh God, to receive our revival. The word has come. The word is already in our hearts. Now we are ready for the deposit. Tonight I invite you with me. Open up your spirits tonight. Hallelujah. Let us worship God. Let us spend some time and just release ourselves unto God. Yes. Let us remove thank the baggages. You. Let us put them down and just keep it in that Jesus. Love, that unfailing love, that love that is able to lead us to experience a revival in our souls. One song man says, I want a revival in my soul. I want a revival in my soul. Do you want a revival tonight?
Hallelujah.
God Almighty. God who was resurrected, he is here tonight. His presence is with us. It is for you tonight to open up, receive that revival. Hallelujah, that he has in store. But God will not force it on us tonight, brethren. We have to want it. We have to yearn after it. We have to
deliver
it. Hallelujah. Some of us are in some situations. We're already at a place. We were in some situations that seemed dead, just like how Jesus was dead and buried, and they thought it was done. That's how some of our situations are. We think it is done. Based on what we see with the eye, we say it's over with. There's no way. My God, there's no coming out of this. Oh God, yes. The situation is hallelujah. Buried. Oh, put in a cave. There's a stone that is laid in front of the tomb.
Yes.
Some of our situation in yes. our lives. But oh, I'm here God. To remind you, as we were reminded Jesus. About the love of God, that through that love we have access to the resurrection power tonight. That is the power that we're going to access in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So let us tonight. Open up, oh God. Let us seek God. Let us appeal to God. Let us tap into that revival power where we can speak to our situations and roll away the stone, my God, from some of our situation doors. Mighty God, hallelujah. And call forth our situations to come alive through the power of the resurrection. Just like Lazarus was called to come forth.
Jesus.
My God, he came forth through the power of the resurrection. The
scripture
that was read with Peter and John went to pray and then met the man, the lame man, by the way, and he asked them for alms. And Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Oh, me have me give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. It is
yes, hallelujah.
Power that man was
time,
able to rise up and walk.
Let
us take a stance, children of God. Let us take glory a stance in God. Our life and command our situations God. To rise up and walk in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. And so because he has been resurrected through that resurrection power. We have hope because of his love. We have hope.
Hallelujah.
We can face tomorrow. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a song. And as we listen to it, hallelujah. Let us be praying about our situations. Let us be open to a mighty move of God. Anybody wants an encounter from Jesus tonight? Anybody wants Jesus to show up and just revive their spirit and resurrect what is dead in them? Hallelujah. Anybody in need of that? Of such a one tonight. He is here with us. He loves us so much that his presence is in our midst. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. We're going to open our mouths and speak to our situation and speak with the power of God and speak with the conviction of the Holy Spirit. That resurrection power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me know if you're hearing the song with clarity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not hearing Sister coming. You're talking on mute.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't understand why every time we get to this point, it doesn't play anymore. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Mighty.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The blood, the blood, the blood.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Am I here now?
No.
Kanisha, can you share this song for me, please? Because he lives.
Okay.
I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Oh, because he lives, I can fix tomorrow. All right, let me share. Let me know if this is the right version.
Yes, the second one.
Okay.
Save you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because we know who holds our future, the resurrected Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can bless the name of Jesus. We can celebrate. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have a prayer for our presenter, our speaker tonight. Sister Nadine, I'm going to ask you to be praying that prayer on behalf of our speaker, just covering her. Sister Nadine, still on?
Yes, I'm on.
Bless the Lord. Go right ahead,
Praise God.
Sister Nadine. Praise God.
Praise God. As the songwriter declares that because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this another beautiful day that you have given us, Lord. Oh God, we want to thank you for this time of revival, mighty God. Where we, mighty God, can delve into your word, hearing your word, my God, in praise and in worship, my God. Even our children will join with us tonight, mighty God, to feel a time of refreshing and reviving. We give you our thanks, praise, and glory. Lord, we want to thank you for your woman servant, oh God, whom you have called for such a time as this. Lord, as you present your word, to break down it to us. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will just cover her even now. Oh God Almighty, we pray that, mighty God, that you place your mighty, righteous right hand rest upon her right now, God. And Lord, that there will be no backlashes from the word that she has presented. In the name of Jesus, my God Almighty. We come against everything that will come against her.
Yes,
My
Lord.
God, for presenting tonight in
Thank
the name of Jesus, for reminding your people, God, that you lived. Oh God, for reminding us, God, of that Friday, reminding us, Lord, that Sunday would have come and that God, we would have, oh God, that resurrection in which we have life. And because you die, my God, you know your sin, you carry all of our sins and you nailed them to the cross. We thank you for her, Almighty God. Cover her, mighty God. Cover her family. Cover her position, her possession. Cover her ministry in the name of Jesus, mighty God Almighty. We pray in the name of Jesus. The enemy have no sense of direction to your daughter, even now, in the name of Jesus. And we seal her, mighty God, under your blood, mighty God. And with no enemy, no devil, mighty God can do her no harm. Bless, cover, keep, guide, and protect her, we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We glorify God, saints of Christ. We give God a, can we give God a praise? Can we give God a hallelujah? Just one hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
In Jesus. Hallelujah.
God. I want to use this opportunity to thank each of us for, coming out tonight and for joining us for night two of our revival. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful blessing to have each of you here tonight. And we notice that there are some new faces. I want to thank our guest speaker tonight for coming and for sharing such a word, for reminding us about this unfailing love of God. Hallelujah. That he would lay down his life, his son's life for us. What a God and what a love. And so we thank you, Minister Amor, for sharing with us. God bless you. All the members that came in support of you, we want to recognize them. And we thank you for joining us here at Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International. Thank you so much for joining us. Your presence really did make a difference, and we glorify God for you, each of you. We also want to recognize Pastor Richardson. She was here with us last night, and she's here with us tonight again. Pastor Phyllis Richardson, God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor.
Our hearts are blessed to have you in our midst tonight. Hallelujah. Anyone else that came on, you know, our regular attendees, those that are here for the first time, thank you for making it Prayer Portal to Heaven. Thank you for joining us. We thank you. We are grateful and we welcome you back. We meet again tomorrow night, same link, same time, same place, where the women will be in charge. Special thanks to all the children who would have led. Sister Angel, Brother Jack Kalim, I can never pronounce his name accurately. My God, the anointing of God is on you, even from a tender age, my brother. And I bless the Lord for you. And I know that mom is nurturing you the way you're supposed to be nurtured. So I'm excited to see how God is going to unfold his anointing in your life. Hallelujah. Brother Jahiel, Sister Samaya, Sister Gianna, praise God. Brother, the other two brothers, Sister Nicola's son, Sister Tamaya's son. I'm going to, forgive me, I'm going to learn the names so that I can address them by name. Hallelujah. We are grateful. Hallelujah. That you were able to join us tonight and you were able to contribute in one way or another. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to continue to pray for our children. Amen. We want to pray for our children and pray that, you know, God will continue to work on them and will give us insight as to how we may provide more opportunities for them to grow in the fear and the knowledge of Almighty God. Praise God. As we get ready to close, I open the floor. I know Brother Kalem has already testified. My God, what a testimony. Praise God. But I am going to open the floor again, just in case anybody else would love to share a testimony, something that God has done for you, and you just want to celebrate God, then we are here to listen and celebrate God with you in Jesus' name. I open the floor to you if you desire to testify in Jesus' name. Go right ahead. Praise God. All right. Bless the name of Jesus. All right, no testimonies tonight. Is there one person tonight, though, that will make that conscious decision to serve God, to say, yes, Lord, I recognize your love, that unfailing love, that everlasting love, mighty God, that reckless love. And I want to make a public declaration that I'm going to serve you. Hallelujah. Is there one who will say yes to the Master's call? Yes. I know that you died for me, Jesus, and you were resurrected that I might have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm willing to make that choice. Is there one among us tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We want to continue to pray for our unsaved, pray for our new converts, pray for our children. We have to be constantly praying, brethren. Amen? Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so as we get ready to go, have you experienced your refresh?
Sorry, Sister Camille. Sorry to interject. I can't find the icon to raise my hand. But I couldn't leave without, you know, just testifying of the goodness of the Lord, even as we commemorate today as Good Friday, the fact that he died for me. He died for my pain, for my shame, for my hurt, for all the things that I have been through. He did not only die for the bad things that I've gone through, but he died for my redemption, for my joy, for my peace. And today I'm walking in it. You know, there's so much chaos in the world, but because of the redeeming blood of Jesus, I can sit here tonight in peace. I can focus, you know, and as we come to be recharged and refueled and restored. The word of God has come and it's still coming. And I know that He will create a miracle for all of us within us. And tonight, I just want to tell God thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for sending your only son, your only begotten son, Jesus, to
Hallelujah.
die a gruesome death on the cross for me. For
Hallelujah.
all of us, hallelujah, to protect us, to hide us beneath the curtains of glory. And just want to honor him tonight, that because he lives, I can face tomorrow. If it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for his blood, I would be dead, buried, and forgotten. I would be 6 feet under, and I would not have met any one of you tonight. So I'd give God thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
God.
you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Sister Terry, for sharing. Praise God. And I'm sure we can all relate. We can all share in that testimony tonight. Had it not been for Jesus, my God, I know for a fact I would be buried and under. But I thank God for his unfailing love. Hallelujah. That allowed Jesus to die for me. What a God. Praise God, praise God. And so as we get ready to close, is there any more testimonies? Is there any remarks from anyone as we get ready to greet each other as we go in Jesus' name? Bless the Lord. Tomorrow night we meet again, same time, same place, women's ministry. And let us come expecting. Amen. Night one has come and gone. Night two has come and gone. And if you still have not felt that recharging and that, refreshing and that refueling and restoration in your soul, it's not too late. Hallelujah. It's not too late. God is still here. Even as we go, we could leave off the platform and be in our spaces and just worshiping and just get an encounter, a visit from the power of God, from angels. We could have an encounter with Jesus just by worshiping. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm awaiting that refilling. I want that refilling. Hallelujah. And I'm working towards it. So as I said last night, I won't do a benediction. We will do it tomorrow because it remains the revival weekend remains open from last night, and we won't close it until Sunday. So as we leave and as we go in our spaces, let's bring the presence of God with us. Hallelujah. Bring the presence of God with us that we may worship and, just dwell in his presence. So when we get here tomorrow night, we're already empowered. We're already fired up. We're already open and cleansed and purified and ready to receive that deposit in Jesus' name. Let us continue to pray about it as we continue to look to the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Yes, see you tomorrow, Lady Amor. Praise God. Praise God. Same time, same place, same link. Greet somebody as you go in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I agree, Sister Kenesha. We must be expectant in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you, everyone. God bless you, Sister Chantal. God bless you. God greet
Good night, everyone.
Bless you,
Good
Sister Terry.
night, everyone. Blessings.
Good night, everyone. Camille,
Good
Sister
night, everyone.
Blessings, everyone. Good
And
night.
our little children, our wonderful children. Oh my God, you did such a wonderful job. I'm so proud of you. All of
Yes.
you.
Good night, everyone, and blessings to all you all.
Hallelujah.
Sister Pamela, God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mervyn. Praise God. Have a wonderful night, everyone.